Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time for Wrestling for the Culture, where we take a look inside to see what the wrestlers of color have been doing this week.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition of Wrestling for the Culture. This is an edition that we've waited so long to say, and we can finally say these words that yes, indeed, Kofi Kingston is the new WWE champion. Man, how good does that sound? So let's get right into it. You know, before we get there, make sure you're following us on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to the Wrestling Realm. Make sure you are in tune with all of us. Make sure you follow the real Dwayne Allen at Dwayne Allen 24. Follow me at Brian H. Waters. And of course, subscribe, rate, and subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So let's get right into it. WrestleMania weekend. Man. Woo. So, you know, normally this show would have came out on Sunday, Monday, but because it was WrestleMania weekend, it didn't. So, full disclosure here. We're going to do this show on Monday while Raw is going on. Yes, it has been announced there is a winner-take-all match between Kofi Kingston and between Seth Rollins. But as of now, we're going to go carry on with the show as if that match hasn't happened yet. Cool. So, before that, Wale Mania. So, every year, Wale, artist from D.C., down the road from Baltimore, does a party. You know, I had the pleasure of attending, I think it was Wale Mania 2, down in Orlando. Had a ball. Me, my boy Glenn Thomas, my brother, shout out to him listening. We went in there, you know, we got a chance to meet some wrestlers. Shout out, met the homie Faye Jackson. First time I actually got a chance to meet, was that the first time? Maybe. No, I think I might have met Faye at WSU prior. Nonetheless, Booker T was there, and he got on stage and let everybody know that he's been waiting to pass the torch for a long mother time, and he was passing it to Kofi as to get Kofi ready for his WWE Championship match that he would face Daniel Bryan. And boy, did he deliver. Did he get it done or what? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and make this official right here on Wrestling for the Culture, the April 8th edition, that this is my new favorite WrestleMania moment. So I didn't get an opportunity to go to WrestleMania this year. However, I had an opportunity to watch it with my brother, the real Dwayne Allen, my brother Blake, my little cousin Mike. And what a surprise, for the first time in years, watching it with my Uncle Troy and his children, watching it with my dad. All of us was right here, as the realness calls it, the Waters Estate, watching the WrestleMania 35. Now, by this time, I had to send my son to bed. My uncle tried to vouch for his great nephew. Said, "Why don't you let him stay up?" I said, "Nah, I can't. Got to answer to the wife." But what a moment it was when Kofi got it done. You could see the tears rolling down his eyes. And one of my friends said, "If they know they're going to win, why do they cry?" And I had to explain to her, there's real moments in professional wrestling. To me, when you have your first match, when you win the WWE, actually, when you get signed by the WWE, you have your first match there. When you win the WWE Championship, your last match, and the Hall of Fame. And of course, there's other real moments per se, but this was a moment for all of us. This was a moment for the new day. This is a moment what Wrestling for the Culture was built on, you know, for the wrestlers of color who do not always get their shine. Shout out to Kofi. He did it. So congratulations to him. Moving on, we're going to stick with the WWE. This past week, we saw the Velveteen Dream make a grand entrance into the Barclays Center. I believe it was at the Barclays Center. But yes, the Velveteen Dream and NXT TakeOver New York got it done, beating Matt Riddle, ending Riddle's streak, and holding on to his North American Championship. Wow. You know, this guy's going places, folks. And then, of course, the Usos retaining their tag titles. This was a huge moment. Why? Because there was a time, you remember when the Usos couldn't even get on the show? But on this night, they were able to. They was able to get on the pre-show. Actually, not the pre-show, the main card. So I thought that was amazing. And they was able to retain. Last year, they got on the main show, but they didn't retain the titles. So let's move on to the indie. So we're going to do things a little different this go round. I got some results, but, you know, usually I try to get a lot of pictures of everybody, but it was so much content this weekend, so much wrestlers, so much happiness. So if I didn't get you, I apologize. Make sure you send in your results for Wrestling for the Culture because I don't want to dismiss anybody. But we're going to start off with the new MPW champion, Prince Adonis, getting it done. Congratulations to him. Let's move on over to WrestlePro versus CZW, where my boys, the rep, Dave McCall and Nate Carter, and they're with Maven Bentley and Nate Bishop. They defeat Team España. They represent in CZW. Jordan Oliver defeated Gary J. Jackson Stone and Mr. Iguana. And then rounding it out, Fala Ba defeats Anthony Green. Moving on to the G1 Supercard. The Ring of Honor and New Japan Show Championship for a championship where the Gorillas of Destiny walk out with all the gold as they defeat Evil and Sonata, the Villain Enterprises, who walked in as the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, and of course, the Briscoes. Now, you know, this match was originally supposed to be the Briscoes versus the Gorillas of Destiny, but instead we had a four-way match. Let's move on. This past week at CW Chaos for a Cause, Tasha Steelz defeated Alicia Edwards to retain her CW Women's Championship. Let's move on over to Pancakes and Power Drivers 3. Here are the results. Moose defeated Brian Cage and David Starr. Rich Swann retained his Impact X Division title as he defeated Chuck Mambo. And a Hoss Fight Six-Pack Challenge, Jacob Fatu defeated Larry D and Ace Romero and Donnie Mouth and followed by and Madam Fulton. In a six-man tag, the Unwanted, that's Eddie Kingston, Joe Gacy, and Shane Strickland defeated OVE, Dave and Jake Chris, and Sammy Callahan. Then at House of Glory, don't have that on here, at House of Glory, The Private Party defeated The Juicy Product. Shout out to them, man. If you've been paying attention, the Private Party, they've been killing it. Killing it. Jonathan Gresham had a huge week, as you can see. Only was able to find one of the results. So, Jonathan Gresham, feel free to go ahead and send in your results. I saw that he defeated Shakiro Ari. I apologize for the mispronunciation. And then moving on to Shimmer 113 as the champion, Nicole Savoy defeated Hiroyo Matsumoto. And I apologize for the mispronunciation. Congratulations to Nicole, as always, getting it done. She's one of my favorites. And then let's go on down to Florida, because yes, there was wrestling outside of New York this weekend, and we start off with DeMarcus Cutler and Jake Shadows defeating Jared Diaz and Remy Danilo. This, of course, is at, I believe, in wrestling. And then the SCW Florida Heavyweight Champion Deion James defeated Carlos Gabriel. So congratulations to him for holding on to his championship. And now it's time for Black Gold, brought to you by the Black Wrestling Alliance. I know you guys have was following them by now, Black Wrestling Alliance on Instagram, especially this past week, because we got all that Kofi Kingston stuff, reactions from all over the world. Starting off, Christian Casanova is the new Chaotic Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Then we got new tag team champions, the Task Force, Dante Marquise and Mikey Spandex capture the Go Wrestle Tag Team Champions for the third time. And title championship wrestling has crowned a new women's champion in Shakara as she defeated Rio in a main event of a second Hell Have No Fury all women's show. And then last but certainly not least, Trey Lamar wins his first ever championship at Maxim Assault Wrestlers No Limits Championship. So congratulations to them, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you're following us right here on the Wrestling Realm. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. That's going to do it for this week's Wrestling for the Culture. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. So long, everybody.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wrestling for the Culture. If you like what you see, go ahead and hit subscribe down below. And make sure you check out other content brought to you by myself and the real Dwayne Allen.